It's 10 o'clock Mountain Time. That means it's time for Tom and Shane Business and Politics. And we welcome you. Thanks for joining us, everyone. If it's your first time here, or if it's your last time here, why not subscribe? Ring the notification bell. You'll always be notified of every podcast that we do. And like us, leave a comment, because the folks over at Facebook, they get real sweaty if you don't leave a comment or like us or subscribe. You know, they think they're doing something wrong over there. So you got to do that. Protect your fellow man. You don't want people going to bed with anxiety over there at YouTube. And also, we're on Patreon. If you would like to support the show monetarily, there's all kinds of great stuff that Shane and I will do for you if you do that. And there's a link in the description below to tell you where to go and what to do with that. And we do these with StreamYard. And if you'd like to make podcasts like this, you can see how easy it is. And you can put people on with you and guests and whatever. And we've used it for a little over a year now. We love it. And there's a link to a free description of our, there's a description for a free version in the description below. So check that out. So also, I need to remind you, both of us write on medium.com, Swiss Army Knives of Business and Politics. So you want to go over there and check that out. And today we want to talk about, will drones replace cars? Will drones replace cars? And before I bring Shane in, I want to pop out a couple things here real quick. That one is the market for flying cars. They're known as electric taxis, air taxis. And they're talking about maybe a $1.5 trillion globally by 2040. And many companies are jumping into the fray, Boeing, Hyundai, Airbus, Toyota, and Uber. And is this the future, Shane? Is this the future of America? Is this our future of our travels?
Oh, yeah. It's the absolute change. It's like the personal computer of the, you know, 80s, 90s, and into the 20th century. It created 42 million jobs, particularly in the U.S. It changed the service industry from the lead employer to, IT, and grew through the Clinton administration to the point where the U.S. economy was generating enough revenue that they were paying off the debt by the last term. And so you'll see the same thing now here. This advent is extraordinary. I mean, this is a story. This is a show for our library for the ages, because we've been talking about it now for a better part of a year. In that year, it's just changed. Incredible. Eve, a Brazilian aircraft company, aircraft maker, Embraer, in 2020, has orders from 17 customers for 1,732 aircraft valued at $5.2 billion. That's a million an aircraft. So just stop right there and think about this. A similar plane today, commercial airplane, carrying the same number of people, is a $100 million plane, at least. And so that, and the fact that this will expand to personal use, is going to change the world as we know it, certainly in the first world. And it's a great thing. I mean, you look at this, we're going to go through some of the companies individually, but Joby Aviation, a private company in California, $3.2 billion market cap, Toyota and Uber invested. Vertical Aerospace, $1.6 billion, another private company. Rolls-Royce, Honeywell, Microsoft. Archer Aviation, $900 million. United Airlines signed an agreement, a billion-dollar agreement with them last year, and they've ordered planes from them. So, I mean, United is making such a change to this in the industry because, it's one of the largest airlines in the world. And, they've paid $10 million as a down payment on 100 airborne computer vehicles from Archer Aviation. So that's some context for what we want to talk about briefly. And we want to talk about how incredible it is, because several of these are public companies, and a lot of them are private companies still. And of course, our favorite one that I recommended is Vertical Aerospace. Recommended this last year at around $4. I said to you at the time that, you know, the market cap on the company at the time was about 400,000 shares, and it was around $4. And I said, buy 1,000 just because, with, you know, excuse me, 400 million. Just because there's only 400 million out is number one. Number two, it's one of the leaders. Number three, at $4, it's huge. And bam, they split it 10 for one. So you get 10,000 with a $5 stock, 50,000 for a $5,000 investment. And over the next 17 to 20 years, that stock will top Tesla. It'll go to $1,000, and you know, you'll be a millionaire. So if you want to retire a millionaire or more, still go buy another 1,000 shares of Vertical Aerospace. That's my recommendation. I'm not saying that other than that I just think that that's of what I've looked at in this game as the best opportunity.
All right. Bruce says government, FCC, FAA, and several others interfered with the natural growth by restricting the industry. And I have to say, Shane, I can't. It's hard for me to imagine all the things wrong with this future.
Oh, good. Let's go through them. Start. Give me one.
Oh, I will. These personal things. It's bad enough we've got 300 million cars flying around on highways, killing 40,000 people a year. What are we going to do when the skies are full of these little flying taxi things that people are flying, supposedly flying to work, I guess? Where are they going to land? Where are they going to park? How's the traffic going to be regulated?
Another air traffic issue. It's not going to be difficult. The infrastructure is already really? There. You have to expand it. They fly
expand what? Expand what? Expand what? Expand what?
Tracking of them.
And who's going to pay for that?
Well, the people will. They're just like they do for the airline.
Oh, okay. So we'll have additional tax.
No, you fly between 1,000 and 2,000 feet, and these up to 5,000 feet at 180 miles an hour. So plenty of space because it now travels three-dimensional, not to front and backwards. Now it's up
okay.
And down.
And looking out your window, you can see 20,000 other of these out there.
Of course, of course you will.
That's, of course you can.
That'll be the great part of it, is being able to see the traffic in the area. once artificial intelligence takes over, even with pilots in the craft, you know, you'll have more safety than a car. It'll be better safety practices in the air. Mm-hmm. You don't have to park it anywhere because it'll land, you'll get out, and it'll take off to go somewhere else and get more people. And if the personal unit, either you'll have a parking
space. What about your personal one? What about the one
people have parking spots at work, you know?
But these things are bigger. They're a lot bigger than a car.
Well, yeah, the ones that'll be personal will be smaller. They're not going to be bigger. You know, they'll be the size of a
human. So we'll have, where are they going to land? In intersections? We'll have to have roundabouts with landing on top of them.
They'll land in parking lots. And the rotors will fold. No. Will fold, and then they'll park them. You know, someone will move it and park it, you know, under the, you know, parking lot.
Yeah. You have an awful lot of employees here that I'm not sure how they're going to get paid. So I don't know.
Of course they're
the other thing is.
It'll be the same situation with cars. Yeah. This is going to change the economy. This is going to employ 40 to 50 million people in the next 30, 40 years. And cars would do for creating more jobs, they missed it. The Democrats missed it. The Republicans are missing it. The media is missing it. And thank God Tom and Shane are around to find it. And we did a year ago, so we're way ahead of the game.
I'm glad I'm around that this is not going to happen. We can't fly into New York in this thing. They've got it. Well, we can't. It's a new fly zone.
No, that'll
it's a no-fly zone.
It'll be all adjusted. There's helicopters all over New York City. From
not in Manhattan and not in the Bronx.
Commercial helicopters, personal helicopters, local news helicopters. The helicopters are everywhere.
Oh, not in Manhattan and not in the Bronx.
This will also replace the helicopter. I mean, the age of the helicopter is over.
Well, I would agree with that probably, but you're not going to have a personal aircraft in New York City, at least if you work in Manhattan and the Bronx.
Why not? People have a personal helicopter.
Can't you read what I have on the screen?
Yes.
No fly zone.
Well, that's just because the government, as always, hasn't caught up to an industry that's going to change the world. I mean, this isn't going to just happen in the first world. It'll happen in the developing and third world. So, I mean, that's...
Yeah. Well, Los Angeles is wide open. You can fly there all over the place as long as you do the FAA regulations and all of that.
Well, the great thing is Americans aren't going to need cars, so all of them are going to go to the third world countries, because... They won't be needed here. Yeah. The only sad thing is the money wasted on the infrastructure and building the highways, which is probably why the government isn't doing anything about it, because they see this coming. And they just see it a waste of money, but don't want to stand up in front of the public and say, sorry, you'll be in the air in 20 years. We don't need more highways, bridges. And so we'll use that money for infrastructure to develop this new age of travel, which is great. Yeah. These fly on regular gasoline, so there you go. Jet fuel's now out the door, and I'm sure they'll move to batteries. Although the problem with batteries is they're very, very heavy, and it takes over 500 tons of earth to be moved to create a battery for an electric car. So
that's true.
Batteries, lithium batteries, that's ages over. Get out of lithium, get out of electric cars. Don't go there, don't buy there, don't buy the stock, don't buy anything related to it. It's all over. They're all buggy whips.
Well, the electric, they're known as electric air taxis. They have a very short range. The most I could find was 155 miles.
That's all you need.
So, well, maybe.
Going to work.
I said before, hang on. You've rammed it. Let me rant for a minute.
Okay.
I can't even imagine you're flying to New York and LA, or you're flying to work in LA from, you're going to Glendale to wherever, Beverly Hills or somewhere. And you look out the window and these things are everywhere. How do you avoid mid-air crashes? Otherwise, you're going to be like you're in some kind of a dodgeball or a dodgeball scenario.
You're just being silly.
I'm not being silly.
That's not even a relevant, reasonable comment. Look, radar is the answer. It's one word, radar. It works with commercial airlines. There's over 10,000 in the air every day.
Yeah, but they're flown. They're
over 10,000.
Hang on. I gave you your talk. I'm talking.
There's over 10,000 commercial air flights every day in the U.S. 20,000.
So what? Who cares?
5,000 military. So right now there's 35,000 planes in the air over the U.S. every day.
Yeah, but they're not. They're controlled by air traffic controllers. And there's not that, when you're talking about, have you seen the rush hour in LA, the number of cars on the freeways, and you want those in the air?
Of course, it's going to happen. If you can't comprehend it.
I can't comprehend it.
Well, clearly you don't see it, but I do.
Well, I don't see it. I don't see myself flying.
Artificial intelligence, radar, and the...
I'm flying along, and instead of bugs on the windshield, I'm going to have pigeons hitting me.
Pigeons don't fly at 1,000 feet. Sorry.
Whatever.
And they're not going to have that problem because they take off vertically with propellers that'll hack anything that gets in the way going up. So.
Well, that's true. Well, you got to remember, though, that drones are attacked by eagles, ravens, seagulls, and almost all instances, the drone ends up getting the short end of that stick. So,
yeah, but a drone is a regular aircraft.
It's small. It's small.
This will replace that type of drone because the drone flies like an airplane. You have the same problem with airplanes, with pigeons and birds.
Well, and also the list is endless. Kobe Bryant, Payne Stewart, Rocky Marciano, Audie Murphy, Buddy Holly, and Big Bopper, and Richie Valens, Lynyrd Skynyrd Band, Will Rogers, all died in aircraft crashes.
No, and that was all bad weather, bad radar, and 70 years ago.
So that isn't going to happen. Bad weather's not going to happen in New York City or Detroit or Chicago or whatever. Are you kidding me?
There's nothing kidding about. I'm not talking about goats. I'm talking about the future. Yeah. What's going to change the economy? What's going to employ 50 million people? Innovation, imagination, adaptation, technology. This is moving quickly, a lot faster than I even thought it would. This will be happening. Britain's already authorized a airport for this benefit for the
U.S. An airport. Not a downtown parking lot.
An airport. So Britain's already ahead of everyone else in that regard. Others will follow. And it's going to happen now. It'll happen before the election in 24.
Yeah. Well, Bruce says, what about bird strikes?
You didn't hear me. These vertically take off. Anything in the way they'll blend and then they fly away.
When you're landing, you're in bird territory.
Birds tend to take great notice of the air pressure and winds around them, and that's never been an issue with helicopters in the history of helicopters going back 60 years. So it's not even an argument.
Okay. Well, the other thing, of course, crime.
I could not find on record any crash by a helicopter as a result of birds. So there you go.
Okay. Crime be off the charts with this.
Crime?
Yeah, sure. I'll pick up my fentanyl. I'll fly over to my M13 drop. And drop it in their backyard because Amazon's going to be flying all over the place with these things.
This is going to change the whole situation with drugs. You know, shipping it, hauling it, moving it. I don't disagree with you. It now falls under the issue of Homeland Securities and Border Guard and everything else. But they'll come up with some mini missile to take it out. Actually, they have about a half a dozen already, but.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, we'll bring it down on someone's house or whatever. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
No, we're talking about drugs over the border. Give me a break.
We're talking about flying taxis here. We're not talking about borders. I'm not talking about flying over the border.
Drugs, which will, clearly be over borders.
No, it won't. It'll be in America, and you'll fly it over to South Central L.A. from...
They use cars now. So what?
Well, that's true. But I'm just saying it'll be easier.
It's not an argument. It's just another problem to solve. And, they can't solve it moving it in cars. So hopefully as they develop this, they'll have cameras and everything at the landing sites and takeoff sites for the media, police to look at. And clearly someone carrying a bag that looks like or it's known to them as a gangster.
I guess they won't use an Amazon box, huh?
Well, Amazon's already investing in this.
I know they are. Yeah, we've seen the news.
They were following the development of small drones to do it. They'll still continue with that because this will allow technology to develop smaller versions or smaller drones that can carry 10, 20, 30 pounds.
Yeah,
because we're talking about a vehicle that can carry over 1,000 pounds, humans.
Yeah, mostly four and a pilot. I think it was the most I saw.
They still use pilots.
Who's the pilot going to talk to? Yeah.
It's a helicopter. Again.
No, who's the pilot? Who's the pilot going to talk to? The
same people that a helicopter pilot talks to, a tower.
Okay. So let's go back to my LA freeway. Are you telling me that everyone in a car on the freeway, if those were drones or taxis or whatever, every one of those cars is going to be talking to somebody?
Well, if they continue with cars, but cars are gone now. This is going to replace.
I'm talking about taxis. The same number of taxis as there are cars on the LA freeway.
Look, this is the end of the car. The car's gone, and it's not because
I understand that. I'm not talking. I'm using it as a metaphor. If you have the same number of drones flying around as you do cars, shut up. As you have cars on the freeway. Who are they talking to?
It doesn't matter who they talk to. It's just a transition. You're going to have the same equipment in the aircraft as you have in a car. So, you know.
Okay, so I'm flying along, and there's 40,000 other drones around me. So who am I talking to as to, hey, I need a flight. I need to make sure that I get to, downtown Bismarck and not crash into somebody.
You need to do some reading. Okay, it's called radio frequency.
There's an unlimited number
of radio frequencies. Everyone will be assigned one, just like your.
Who are they going to talk to? Do they have a person for each frequency?
Of course they do. They do today. Radio operators in a car have a different frequency that they talk. You better go do some reading and research, Thomas.
I just know that when I take off in a commercial airliner, the pilot's talking to somebody.
Yeah, that's right. On a separate frequency than in every airplane in the world, in the sky.
Yeah, forget the frequency. I'm talking to an air traffic controller.
Forget the frequency.
So if I'm flying along in my drone, who am I going to be talking to when I'm flying along in my drone?
What other? We've already resolved that. Go on to what other complaint.
No, we haven't. We haven't resolved it. Who am I talking to?
I've already told you. Go on to another complaint that you have that you think this isn't going to work.
Well, I like this one.
There's no argument. You've lost the argument.
No, I haven't. We can't have 10,000 air traffic controllers controlling flying taxis.
Well, you know, right now, an air controller.
Detroit and everywhere else.
An air controller right now handles between 5 and 10 planes at a time.
Yeah. But there aren't 300 million planes in the air at one time.
There won't be a need for that many. A lot of these people won't buy.
Well, if they're going to replace cars, there are.
Not necessarily. The cost of operating these and building them is so inexpensive that it'll be a basic taxi service, as you so well, we tried to argue previously.
Yeah, with four people.
No, they'll start out with four to five plus a pilot. Then eventually, it'll be all AI, no pilots, and it'll hold six people maybe, and then they'll grow to eight. You'll have limo. You'll have, will be limos. You know,
I predict this is probably going to happen in 2200.
Wrong. It's already started. There'll be services within 5 years, less.
Well, there might be services, but they're not going to replace cars anytime soon.
Oh, yeah. By 2050, the cars will be being shipped by, container ship to the third world.
You think so?
Yeah, the billion-dollar cars in the world will all end up in, the third world and developing world. Only the rich will be able to afford this in the third world and the developing world.
By 2050.
Yeah, this is going to be commercialized in the U.S., so it's a whole different game. It's a whole different ballgame.
Well, I don't know.
You want to talk about some of the individual companies?
No, not really.
Okay, well, there's why? Whisk Aero, Mountain View, California.
Why would we talk about the companies that nobody knows who they are?
Well, that's there. So they learn. Whisk Aero, W-I-S-K-A-E-R-O, out of Mountain View, California, private company. BAE Systems, you know, that's a pretty remarkable company. It's been around for quite a while, and it's a listed stock in London. As I said, probably one of the most recommended is Joby, G-O-B-Y, but it's a private company. Lilium GM BH, it's a public company and trades on NASDAQ. Volocopter, I like that. That's a great name. It's a privately held company, been around since 2011. And my favorite, as I said before, is Vertical Aerospace Limited. This is a great company. It's United Kingdom. They have 237 employees, and they're already posting revenues and income. I like this one, too, Vertical Aerospace. This is great. We're on since 2016, and they're in Bristol, England. So there you go. Those are the best, probably the best ones that you could possibly think about or look at. Mm-hmm. But just go Google air taxis. You'll get all the information on this that you want, and you'll be well served by doing this today. Today. If you want to be a millionaire by 2050, whether you're 20 or 50, this is where you go. This is the stock you buy. And they're all between, you know, $5 and $15, $20. So even 1,000 shares will make you a millionaire in 20 years.
Well, we'll see. So,
well, you start Morgan Stanley says it's going to be a $1.4 trillion industry.
Yeah, that's true.
They're smarter than me. Are they smarter than you?
No, they're not. 2030.
Wow.
2030, it would have happened 20 years ago if government hadn't taken over the industry. And well, that's true. All the five great inventions since in the 20th century, all regulated by the government. So
yeah, but Bruce, you know how bad and how slow the government reacts to all this.
Oh yeah,
and quite honestly, one of the reasons that it hasn't been jumped on by the industry is because some of the real cool leaders, as I just mentioned, are all still private. Now, the way this works is this. Angel investors put their money in at the beginning. They have to wait a minimum of 2 years so that when they decide to list and go public, they'll be the ones to sell on opening day, because no insiders or anyone that buy the public stock in the offering can wait. They have to wait 90 days. So in the first 90 days, the angel investors that are in for a dime on the dollar, you know, $1 to $50 or whatever, you know, they're selling at $60, $70, $200, which that's the kind of market this is going to cause and create and move. It probably will be the savior of the depression you're heading towards, because this recession is really bad. It's the end of the beginning, and now we're into September. We'll see how bad this L is for the middle of, you know, how long this looks to go and how far it reaches. And as I said before, this is not a V recession. It's an L, and that lower bar is a long bar. So I really am going to continue to watch this. This could be what gets America back and saves it from, you know, a really bad depression.
Okay. Can I read what's on the screen now?
Sure.
You guys, modern technology with radar and anti-collision, it won't happen as much. Well, I will agree with that, but I can see myself flying along and all of a sudden, wham, I make a left turn so I don't collide with somebody else. Then wham, I make a right turn, and then I go up and I go down, and that's not going to be a very pleasant flight.
Really? Is that how cars operate, Tom?
Yeah, well, cars have lanes. They have a specific place to be.
They're going
to
have the same lanes in the sky, Tom.
Really?
It's going to be, you know, computer operated.
You think so, huh? So instead of bumper to bumper on the ground, it's going to be bumper to bumper in the sky. Because the slowest guy, everybody backs up behind the slowest flying guy.
It'll be tail to tail, but they'll be at least, you know, 500 to 1,000 yards apart. The sky is a big place, Tom. There's a lot more sky and altitude than there are highways. So come on, use your imagination.
Okay.
Get on this, Tom.
I'm trying to.
This is going to save planet Earth. It's going to, once the, the greeners, the great saviors of the planet get on it,
We'll see. I don't know. Anyway, Christina says, I'm glad I'm old.
Everything
don't have to
changes.
Worry about
I
this.
I can't believe. You're going to see this like you did the moon shot when you were a kid. And tomorrow we're going to see another great launch to the moon and back again. And so, this is the innovation of the 21st century. So we're in it. We're going to see another one in our lifetime. You should be happy, Tom. You've seen a lot of stuff.
I'm happy as can be. I just don't want to go anywhere near a major city if I don't have a car.
Well, you don't go near a major city now and haven't. So, you live in Bozeman.
Well,
you haven't even been to Yellowstone Park, for God's sake.
Well, when I was traveling, I did a lot of flying. But
yeah, but you don't travel anymore.
Yeah, I know. I'm too old. Yeah, they won't let me on a plane. I'm afraid I won't make the flight.
They'll let you on a plane.
Well, not without extra oxygen and, a walker and... I don't know. Well, I don't know if we've solved this problem, but
we have, and we've given everybody that watches us a great story and a great way to survive this recession, and hopefully it'll create the recovery within the next 4 to 5 years of how bad this recession will be.
Yeah, you're really going to have to stop interrupting me because
not when you're wrong.
Well, if I agreed with you, we'd both be wrong.
That's somewhat of an insult. I might interrupt you, but I don't insult you.
Well, we'll agree not to go. We'll agree to disagree by 2050, cars will be gone. Not going to happen in our lifetime. Not by 2050.
They're finished. They're done. Don't buy an electric car.
No, I wouldn't buy an electric car anyway.
This is the game, baby. Think about it in terms of what could change, what industrial change, what technology change, what massive occurrence might make the possibility of creating 50 million new jobs where people make over $100,000 a year. This is it. This is it. There's nothing bigger.
Yeah.
Or smaller. I mean, there's nothing even close to this.
Well, I think it's, the horse and the automobile existed for 50 years together, and I think the cars are going to do the same thing.
Well, that's because they couldn't catch up with the manufacturing. You know that. That was a trend. Yeah. And this is going to be the same thing. I mean, cars will be around and doggedly around. Collectors will have them. People will still drive them. But once they stop producing gasoline for cars, which it'll become more and more limited. Most boats will all go. Most shipping will all go either nuclear or it'll go to diesel, and that'll change everything on the seas. And we'll see how that goes too, because that'll be another.
The seas, I don't have a problem with. It's rare that ships bump into each other, but it does happen, but not very often. So,
well, that's because the pilots and the captains aren't paying attention to the radar.
Are horses gone? Is the buggy gone? Well, not if you're Amish, I guess. So,
no.
There's always going to be some cars somewhere, I guess.
Horses are like wheels and walls. They'll always be around.
Yeah, that's true. All right. All right. Well, I think we've done all the damage we can do today, Shane. So happy to discuss this. This has been a fun debate back and forth. So,
well, remember two things about today being September 1st, everyone. We'll do a show on his hurricanes. The season starts now today. Yeah. And the political season in America starts today. So Americans now are supposed to start paying attention. Hopefully they have already. And of course, by election day, they'll already know. If they haven't decided by today, they will decide by election day.
That's for sure. As I always say, vote early, vote often. I'm happy to have you along with us. One more quick comment, and we'll get out of here. If I can bring it up here. Stop that. Let's see. Fun show. All right. Well, we're here to have fun.
You're wonderful. I love your Facebook responses. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Yeah. Linda's a champ. So, all right. Well, let's see. I guess that's going to wrap it up for us. So, we will see you on Thursday. We got to talk about the NFL a little bit, I guess, coming up. Next Tuesday. can't get away from that, can we, Shane? Oh, my gosh. I'm not doing my due diligence here. We are on radio Saturday, 8 to 11. You can hear us anywhere in the known world. If you got a computer.
Or universe.
Universe. If you got internet connection, KMMS. AM.com, 2 M's, 3 M's. You don't have to remember a whole bunch of letters. Just KMMS, AM.com. Click on listen now. Nothing to join, no signups, no email, no personal information needed. And if you missed any of our previous shows or you'd like to hear this debate again, we are putting all our shows up on KMMS, AM.com. We're also on iHeartRadio as well. So you may want to skip over to that as well and check us out there. But we are here every Tuesday, every Thursday at 10 o'clock Mountain Time. And if you subscribe, guess what? It doesn't matter what time zone you're in. You know, you'll be notified.
And remember, we're the gold standard. We tell you first what you should
know. That's right.
And yeah. We have a library to prove it. We have the history. We have the success of recommendations and observations and teaching moments. So go enjoy, because it's all in a library for you to enjoy.
It is. I mean, it's everywhere. Yeah. So
this is better than Ted's show.
That's for sure. There you are. All right, that's going to wrap it up for us. Thanks so much, everybody. Tom and Shane, Business and Politics. Don't forget to subscribe. Ring the notification bell. You'll always be notified when we have another podcast. And like us, leave a comment. Facebook just and YouTube and everybody really like that stuff. So we'll see you on the next podcast, and we'll talk to you on the radio on Saturday, 8 to 11 Mountain Time. Bye for now.